Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Please do subscribe both channels, Evolutionary Energy Arts and also over on EE Arts. So when we see the headline here in Drudge, missile from Ukraine hits Poland, accident, NATO rattled, by the way, 45 has declared that he wants to be 47, by the way. And, again, how do you feel about that? I'm just curious how you guys feel about that. Maybe I shouldn't say that because, again, what does that do? It brings about division. This world's entirely about division. You know, again, when you read the comments, it's so interesting to see. And unfortunately, we can see people are still so in this matrix. We have to rise above, look down from above at what's going on in the chaos and recognize this chaos is very, very premeditated, organized in a very, very diabolical and sinister way to bring about just more division, more suffering, more louche, more of the same. It's all about control, control, control. And these guys are not controllers. You might recognize the guy on the right. He used to be an actor that was portraying the president of Ukraine. And now he's an actor portraying the president of Ukraine.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah, and Sean Penn actually went to give him his Academy Award, because, he's done a better job than Sean Penn ever did in any of his movies.
He sure has, kids.
And then what do we have on the left? Somebody that, again, Klaus Schwab, WEF, has said is one of our young leaders. So, again, how many people believe either one of these is any sort of savior? And even the concept of a savior is given to us by the same beings. Why? Because they don't want us to take action. They want us to look elsewhere. Look elsewhere. Meanwhile, it's always more of the same. As you see, whether we're talking Russian troops or whether we're talking Ukrainian troops, Russia versus Ukraine, and some will say, well, this is really NATO versus Russia, China. Yeah. But then also, it's really more of the same thing that we've had going on for 6,000 years. As you look at this map, and it's saying the ethnic linguistic divide. And it's saying ethnic Ukrainians over here in the purple, ethnic Russians over here in the red, ethnic minorities in the white. Again, what we need to do is recognize that we are all living on the planet. And we should be living in a symbiotic manner where we're actually working together against each other. When we work against each other, it leads to stagnation. It leads to divide. It leads to chaos. It leads to atrocities. And it leads to humanity giving away control of its future to those with these darkened souls that simply just want control for themselves. They not only don't care about the suffering of others, they actually kind of do care, but they care in a negative way. They want to cultivate that suffering to basically feed their allies in this.
It is. It's really diabolical, and sometimes it's just so hard to cover. But without pointing it out, without shining a light on it, we won't know exactly what we need to fix. We won't know where we can find our own answers within ourselves at home. So yes, this does need to be pointed out.
As somebody that was born so many decades ago, yes, growing up in the Cold War, this is what the borders looked like in the Cold War. You see that little peninsula over here jutting on down. This is Crimea. And so, where is the Ukraine here? It's not on this map. It was part of the Soviet Union, which also had control of these countries that were gained in at the outcome of World War II. And of course, Germany was divided. This is what we're looking at the division of Germany. And you could see the Soviet Union had control of all of Ukraine as well as so much of Europe at that point in time. And that's really what we grew up with. in the 60s, in the 70s, in the 80s. If we look at this map, this is Europe in 1815. Look over to the left. See Crimea here? It's part of the Empire of Russia in 1815. Where's Kiev? It's here. It's well within the Russian borders. This is 1815. Yet again, how many of you recognize the Ottoman Empire? Well, you know, this is Turkey down here. You can see the Ottoman Empire had all control of Greece and actually had control of Bosnia, Serbia, many other nations, and it doesn't exist anymore, but it is actually being reborn in the minds of the elite in Turkey at the moment, and Erdogan has a vision of a revived Ottoman Empire. And I do expect in our lifetime, if he's able to carry out what he wants, you will see Turkey invade Greece and take over Greece and start to move into these areas. Now, it may be also aligned with many other Islamic nations, as he wants to be that force that unites the Islamic world to conquer Christendom. And again, Islam, the Muslim world, has been at odds and at war with the Christian world since its inception. When we start to recognize that dogma divides, it's a tool. It's a tool for conquest. What's really holy about the Roman Empire and emperors? Absolutely nothing.
Right. You know, I mean, we have to take a look at the division and where is that division placed? And they use human spirituality and our need and desire for that spirituality, and they form it and they give it to us, and we take it in ourselves because we want to be part of something bigger than ourselves. It's that important to us. And therefore, they've taken the division and they have brought it straight home into your heart. So when we're able to recognize that and see it for what it is, we can start to heal that.
So where's that Ottoman Empire in 1000 AD? It's not there. There was the Byzantine Empire, though, as you could see right here. And here we could see, again, Eastern Europe. Wait a minute, where's Russia? Where's Ukraine? It didn't exist. What did you have? Kiev and Rus. Kiev and Rus. Kiev, capital of Ukraine, and Rus, Russia. So they were one people. This was one people. And again, they didn't even control Crimea at that point in time in 1000. Ooh, that's an interesting group right there, the Khazars. Ah, very interesting history, which we've talked about a little bit and we can bring up again. When you recognize that really many people understand there is this secret group that controls all the politicians we see openly on the face of the planet. Every politician you see is not really a high-ranking official per se. It's a high-ranking puppet per se. Now, everybody has their own vision of this power pyramid, this pyramidal structure, this compartmentalized structure that really truly controls the planet. And depending on whether you're looking at it from maybe an Islamic point of view, a Judeo point of view, a Christian point of view, what type of Christian as well, you know, Catholic might view it different than evangelical. If you're agnostic, or if you're atheist, or if you're Hindu or Buddhist, you might view this pyramid differently if you do have the awareness that there is this power structure behind everything that we see that is constantly ebbing, flowing, and changing, constantly utilizing new philosophical lines of thought, new religious systems, new political systems, constantly bringing in the new in order to destroy the old to assure more of the same. It's all about assuring their control. They morph. The religions change. The political flavors change. They maintain control. And, you know, here this one has Lucifer, the light bringer, at the top. And really, the whole translation of Lucifer is a complete misperception. It's based on really one biblical verse that when we go back to the oldest sources, it doesn't even really translate correctly. But this is exactly what they want. Again, light is something. Light is information. Light brings gnosis. It brings knowledge. This person puts down demons, fallen angels, what we know as aliens. And this person is so in the dark, they still don't have a clue. They don't have a clue because they're looking at everything through the lens that this system gave them. They're still looking at it through a Judeo-Christian point of view, which is exactly what they want. You have to step back and beyond this to really see the power structure. They would much rather you think it's all just demons and fallen angels because you're still using their language, their symbolism. You're still looking at things very, very literally in many, many ways. And we know when we get down to the apostles, why was there 12? You know, the number symbolism. We've talked about the seven churches, the seven lampstands. What do lampstands do? Well, they hold candles, right? They hold lamps, candles. They are instruments for holding light, and chakras are the same, and chakras are at the same time dimensional portals. And yet again, somebody that's going to look at things and take the point of view that at the top of the pyramid you have Lucifer with fallen angels, they're not going to really want to look at chakras. They're not going to really want to understand Kundalini. They're going to think channeling is all evil because the only ones you could talk to are demons and fallen angels. Well, the demons and fallen angels are really extraterrestrials, interdimensionals, instead of the opposite way around. And they're the ones that don't want you knowing that there's other worlds out there, other vibrational frequencies out there which are inhabited by other beings right around you right now, some on this planet and on other planets all around the entire universe that we know, and in other universes as well. If they get you thinking that the Earth is flat and everything is centric around the Earth, there's only the Earth, well, then you're not going to suspect them who are not from the Earth. It's just, a clear line of thinking, but again, we're perceiving this from outside of the box instead of inside the box, and I understand that will irritate some. But when you recognize too, again, who gives you all these books? Who gives you all these philosophy? Most Christians, many, will say that, one of their favorite versions of the Bible is the King James Bible. I hear that more often than not. And people just automatically gravitate to the King James. And many times it's simply because they can't tell you the other versions. They don't know because they haven't even read the Bible from cover to cover in the first place. This is part of the problem. You're relying on other people to tell you what to believe without investigating yourself. And of course, that's not 99% of the people that are watching this video, because 99% of the people watching this video come to this channel on a regular basis because, again, YouTube, Google, Alphabet, the controllers, the real controllers, know that the information that we bring is such that it does threaten their system. It does allow people to see the real truth out there, which is one of total control, total manipulation, compartmentalization, keeping people in boxes like there's no tomorrow. As soon as you escape one box, you're still in a box. We got to keep climbing out of the box. So again, King James of Scotland, this is the famous King James. He was the head of all Masonic lodges in Scotland and England. He was the insider's insider. Some believe he literally commissioned Shakespeare, and was Shakespeare really the one that wrote the Shakespearean novels? Or was it really Francis Bacon, who is another insider's insider? To put together the King James Bible. Again, you got to recognize too, the Bible was not put out there for public consumption. It took, again, the Reformation for people to get Bibles in their own hands. Martin Luther, if it wasn't for him saying, I think the people should know what's in there. Wait a minute, you mean we're jumping like 1,500 years of time and people are believing in Christianity without ever reading it for themselves? Yes, that's exactly what happened, because they had no choice. Because, you know, what happened was Constantine the Great, who was a pagan. And now, you see, Saint Constantine, this is no saint. This is as big a sinner as there is. This is a very, very dark being. He was the Roman emperor. Christianity was growing in leaps and bounds. There were many different versions. Not everybody believed Jesus was the Son of God, per se. Many thought he was a great teacher. Many viewed it from a Gnostic point of view, from many other points of view. There was no uniformity until he made it uniform. 325 AD started with the Council of Nicaea. Other councils came after. And some will say, well, his bishops actually made the decisions. Yeah, who appoints them? Again, yeah, what do your politicians do? Do they do your will, or do they do the will of the controllers? We should understand that. It's the same thing here. And these people are not, they didn't even have to put out an outward semblance of being any sort of saint. No, because once the official version was in place, anybody that disagreed was liable to be executed as a heretic. And that's exactly what happened. All those Gnostics got persecuted. They burned every book. They got rid of them for, well, about 1,500 plus years. And then, you know, until we discovered some copies hidden in clay pots. And so again, he executed his own wife. He executed his own son because he feared that they were going to usurp his power. This is a saint. He has so much blood on him. So are you going to trust him? Are you going to trust his bishops? And then, of course, we have Pope Leo saying the myth that we came up with about Christ has served us well. Now, again, that doesn't mean that Jesus wasn't based on a real being who was a real teacher of light, because, you know, the true historical Yeshua was just that. But it wasn't about blood sacrifice. These bloodthirsty beings are all about blood sacrifice. This is why we celebrate Christopher Columbus. You know, he was not the first to discover America. No, there was 100 million plus people here already in the first place. What did he discover? He discovered opportunity. Opportunity. So he described the Caribbean island natives in his journal, noting, "I could conquer the whole of them with 50 men and govern them as I please." Within a year, he initiated the enslavement, transport, abuse, mutilation, rape, and murder of millions of natives in what was probably the biggest slave trade of its time. And he is celebrated, just like Constantine is celebrated. Who would celebrate these people? Well, the only ones that would celebrate it are the people that have brought you all these wars. Because if you look at this map, every single dot on the map is a war. Every map, every dot is a war. Look at it. There's been nothing but wars. If you are taking sides and you think that the Russians are evil or the Ukrainians are evil, Putin's evil or Zelensky's evil, if you think this is all NATO's fault or this is all Russia's fault, this is all China's fault, it's the control system's fault. If you take a side, you're part of the system. You know, again, it's getting out of it. Wars and rumors of wars. When has there been such wars and rumors of wars? The real question is, when hasn't there been? So, you know, this is a list just from 2003 to 2009. And we could see nothing but wars. Nothing but wars. Nothing but wars. Nothing but wars. And we could go all the way back. Here's 1990 to 2002. We've shown this before in a few videos. I know there's people always coming and going. Ongoing, 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 ongoing. Yeah, wars, wars, and rumors of wars. 1945, 1949. Again, we can go 1900 to 1945. What are you going to find? Okay, so is it just a modern age that we have all these wars? These are all individual different wars. Hello, are we waking up yet? Look at this. We'll start all the way back in the 1700s, 1800s. These are all wars and rumors of wars. Oh my gosh. Oh, I guess the Bible's being proved. Yeah, well, keep going back farther. 1500, 1599. You go back farther. 1000 to 1500. We're going to see again. There's not a time period where there's a lasting peace. We could go all the way back 5,000 plus years. There's nothing but wars and rumors of wars. Before that was ever penned, before anybody penned Matthew, Mark, Luke, or I want to say Duck from Blazing Saddles. Now we're going to quote from the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and Duck.
I like it.
The fact is, you know, these wars, which again have killed billions? I mean, are we in the billions? Again, we could look to the Mahabharata. We could look to the ancient wars that were covered in the ancient Hindu scriptures, and they talk about in one single battle over a billion people losing their lives. A billion! And this is like at least 5,000 years ago. Our history is nothing but a story. Our religions are given to us by the controllers. Our political systems and ideology are given to us by the controllers. Number one book of all time is the Bible. Number two is the works of Mao. And number three is the Quran. This is mainstream media. This is the mainstream. Until we recognize this, stop taking sides, recognize that the controllers are pitting us against each other, we're going to always have more of the same.
We will, and I want to just step back a little bit and talk about those that were harmed in extreme ways if they didn't just go along with the religious narrative. That DNA memory stays. It stays with you if you're killed and traumatized in a way that you're not able to resolve in the 3D. So it stays, and as you're born and reborn, there becomes this natural fear of, oh, I better believe this religion. If I don't believe this religion, this bad thing is going to happen to me. But they can't really put it into words. They can't really make it tangible. They just have this fear that if they don't go along, something terrible is going to happen. Not to mention just the fear, but there's also the indoctrination. So they're really working with us at such a cellular level that it's, I don't know, it's diabolical. That's the only word I'll ever really be able to put to it that's a vibrational match for what they do. So I think it does help to point this out to people and bring them a deeper understanding as to, well, why are people so afraid to look outside the religious system? And it's because it's embedded in the DNA.
It is. And again, if we recognize that this is a loop, and they've given us so many clues. When you look to Deuteronomy 32:8, again, it speaks of God at the council of the sons of the gods, dividing the nations of the world into small tribes. And then basically they utilize this, because we could translate this to the controllers are basically dividing up the world into these tribal units in order to keep them constantly at war. When we look at the Tower of Babel, Genesis 11, it says, hey, look, humanity is united. We can't have that. Who knows what they could do? Let us go down there. Let us go down there and scatter them abroad. And again, they then basically cut off our ability to communicate through the pineal gland. When most beings out there communicate telepathically, humans do too. Once we escape the Kali Yuga, once we get into the silver and the golden age, we can utilize these abilities. These abilities are real. CIA, FBI, KGB, so many other, the OSS, MI6, they know, they have remote viewers. They have remote viewers. We've remote viewed places. We've felt that we were remote viewed. We were remote viewed yesterday. We could sense them remote viewing us. And many people understand this. Again, we live in an ocean of consciousness. So yes, there is a creator of this universe. That creator is basically a very, very, what we would call benevolent being. this universe is, this 3D reality is literally a training ground. It's a school, and yet it could be a playground if it wasn't in the hands of the control system. And it won't be, because, you know, they're losing their control now, because we are again leaving the dark age and we are heading into the light. There's nothing to fear from the light, and this is why they cover the light. You know, again, the sun is giving us this information directly from the creator of this universe and from source itself. And ultimately, this creator of this universe and source themselves are beings of love and compassion. So that is wonderful. In the higher densities, these beings are just so loving, so compassionate, so non-judgmental. They're nothing like that vindictive energy that the Gnostics call the Aldebaoth. But again, that itself is another misunderstanding of sorts. Every single thing, every single book that you can get your hands on in this period of time, it is going to be, unless it's, you know, just one of those small authors that they don't bother to look at because it's not going to be put into, you know, mass publication with millions of people getting copies of it. If it's going to be out there for mass consumption, they're going to get their hands on it and distort it. And that's what they've done with every religious system. The core of the matter is truly, if we are loving each other from the standpoint that we understand that we're all parts of the same greater whole, that's really the beginning of getting out of the dark age.
Right. And we can't be afraid to sit down and question some of these things that we've been taught. You know, sit down and question, what did Christopher Columbus really do? You know, did he come and discover, or did he invade? What did Constantine do? And then when you do read the information and the facts, are you allowing that to really penetrate you in a way that it's absorbable, or are you so terrified and mortified that you just deflect it and think, well, that's just something that happened back then? Do you justify it? And we really need to get out of that place so that we look at these things that we're being taught from such a young age. We don't just dismiss them or shine them on because that's what other people are going along with. So I just want to go along with other people, because we are naturally a herd mentality. But the controllers know this. They know this, and they create our boundaries for us.
Absolutely. So hopefully you guys got something from this. As always, we thank you for your support on Ko-Fi and Patreon. Much love. Look forward to your comments. God bless, and namaste.
Namaste.